We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Wonderful and blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being heard. We come to you with excitement again today to be a blessing to you, to share the word of God with you, to testify of his goodness and his mercies and his love, and to reassure you that Jesus is still in charge of Barbados. Praise God. And so, of course, we want to share this day special teaching that was given to us recently. We had a professor, Dr. Gary Bastoff, in for a couple of days. He is the educator. He's in charge of education at Foursquare. Foursquare is in 175 countries. He goes all over the world to ensure that everything is done well according to the principles and guidelines and protocols, and that everything is sung, scripturally sung, in terms of their teachings. We were blessed to have him here for the weekend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such an awesome blessing. We are left feeling so enveloped by the Holy Spirit, so enriched, so empowered, and so transformed by the Word. The Word of God will always have transforming power.
Amen.
The Word of God and the Holy Spirit with that will always have that power that comes to make us stronger and better. Praise God. So we give God thanks for our professor, Dr. Gary Mastoff, for his coming in to share with us. At least 35 leaders from Mount Zion's Mission sat under his teaching and were extremely blessed and changed. And I can only say, to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. We're going to be sharing on what he shared with us in a four-part series. Praise God, Reverend Gail is going to open that to you shortly. We're going to be sharing on that for your blessings. We feel as though we were mightily blessed, extremely blessed, richly blessed, and we want to transfer those blessings to you, our listeners, as well. So open your spiritual appetite and receive all of the words that God will give us to give to you in Jesus' name. So before we do that, before we start, we always start with putting Jesus first, with a prayer. And right here sitting next to me is Elder Andrew, and he's going to lead us in that prayer. Elder Andrew, pray for us.
Good morning, everyone. Blessings to you on this great and awesome day. As we come before you, Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for another opportunity that you've given unto us to bring the word of God to your people. I pray as we bring this word, it will touch a heart, change a soul, bless a person that they can take the opportunity to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. That seed will be planted, and Father, that you will water it and thus enhance the kingdom of God by another member who shall enter in and accept you and your great and awesome gift of salvation. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise the name of God. Our Professor Gary, his theme was this. The spirit-filled life of the believer, and what a transformation he really developed and inspired us through the Word. One of the things that he said, and it came from their articles of faith, he said, it is the will of God that we live and walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
Always, moment by moment then, under the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be patient, loving, truthful, sincere, prayerful. Right, not murmuring, instant in season, and out of season, serving the Lord. That, in a nutshell, is what they believe as a church and an organization. And we believe equally as well.
Correct.
That's similar to our articles of faith as well. Reverend Gail is going to give you the outline now, and we will come to you in four parts, sharing with you this powerful word, the spirit-filled life of the believer. And you know, we hope that you will just listen to us, respond accordingly, like we have responded to the word of God. Praise God.
Thank you, Apostle. Good morning to every listener who is joining us today on this wonderful program. So we are going to be in a four-part series entitled The Spirit-Filled Life of a Believer. And we are going to look at an overview of the Holy Spirit and His work in our lives, Jesus being our example. Then we will look at the Apostle Paul and the Holy Spirit. And then thirdly, Spirit-filled for personal transformation and empowered ministry. And finally, we are going to look at cultivating a Spirit-filled life. So we are in for a wonderful time.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. I'm so happy that the Holy Spirit that was on the disciples is with us now. The Holy Spirit that came down on the day that Jesus was baptized and he came up out of the waters, the Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove, and the voice of God was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And then that same Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You know, when we start ministry, we always feel we must start on high. Some were doing some fantastic miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead. Jesus was led of the Holy Spirit straight into the wilderness to prove his character, test his mettle, how he's going to stand when he's challenged.
Yeah.
And all of us will be challenged. And it's important that we remember, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, relying on the Holy Spirit as our guide and director, we will fail. We'll mess up. And if Jesus had to have the blessed Holy Spirit on him, in him, upon him, guiding him, how much more we, the mere mortals, we need to have the Holy Spirit every single day of our life. And I like what he said when he said influence. We need to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. And he said, he drew reference to the fact, you know, how a man goes to the rum shop and drinks his rums. And when he comes out, he's acting like he's under the influence. We know that. I can identify to that. And every Barbadian can identify with that at some point in the community. Praise God. And you see a man walking and stumbling and can't maneuver. And all that. That's the influence of alcohol. And so we are not our own when the Holy Ghost comes upon us. And our walk, our talk, our movements, our actions, our thinking, everything that we do must be influenced by the Holy Spirit, because we have to recognize that before the Holy Spirit, we're walking in the flesh, and that the flesh and the Spirit will be always at war to rule our lives and to govern us. And we must give way to the Holy Spirit to be our governor, our director, our paraclete, bless God, to teach us, to reveal his mind to us, God's will to us, all of that. And if we don't do that, we'll find ourselves in trouble. In fact, when we walk in the flesh, we're going to give in to desires and passions and other behaviors that goes against the mind of God, the nature of God, right? That contaminates us. Right? When God saves us, he washes in his blood, he cleanses us from sin, we are a new creature, Holy Ghost comes to live in us, and the Holy Ghost wants to be a daily part of our lives.
Amen.
We don't have him at church where we worship him and leave him at the church, get in the car, come home, and just live by our own. No, the Holy Ghost must be with us every single day. Our thoughts must be governed by the Holy Spirit. Our actions be governed by the Holy Spirit. We must have a Spirit-filled, led life by the Holy Spirit as a believer, praise God. So the Holy Spirit can move powerfully and wonderfully in our midst today, just as it was on the day of Pentecost, praise God. And the effectiveness of that power in our individual lives and communities is dependent on how we welcome though and how we respond to the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You know, years ago, we evangelicals were called Pentecostals. And Pentecostals meant we went to church. Reverend Gail, you were not there yet. We went to church and we sing songs, fell down on the ground, you know, fell down on the ground, and somebody covered us with a sheet or whatever. And we got up, went back to our old ways. That was being a Pentecost, or being filled with the Spirit. But we know better than that now.
Yeah.
We know being filled with the Spirit is not that you demonstrate that we're falling down and stuff. Yes, sometimes the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you can be slain.
Yeah.
But that's not the optimum will of God and the goal of the Holy Spirit is that we are guided and directed. The Holy Spirit on us and our lives being led by Him can bring dividends, pays dividends. We will have the benefits of a spirit-filled life and we see and manifest it everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we do, when we speak, it's manifested. And we've been seeing healings and miracles and signs and wonders. When the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, it was manifested right away. They were able to say, seven gold have we none. But such as we have, we give to you. That was the filling and the empowerment of the mighty Holy Spirit. And that is for us. Praise God. The spirit-filled life is God's desire for all of God's children, for every Christ follower. That's what God desires for us. Because we are supposed, the Bible says that God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so we must be cognizant of the fact we cannot please God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We can only please God when we walk in the spirit.
Yeah.
And God is not the spirit. God is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a spirit. He is spirit. And if we're going to worship Him, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And Jesus told the woman at the well that the Lord is looking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And not just come to church and sing a song. Calypsonians can sing.
Mm-hmm.
All those mighty men and women up there sang for Kadumans.
Right.
But God wants His people to worship.
Yeah.
So when the Holy Ghost is on us, we truly worship. We go beyond singing. And particularly if you are a worship leader, you have to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you know, so that He can guide you to take the people, the congregation, into the throne room of God. I've said this over and over to my choir. And I'm sure if you've come to my church, you see the difference in their lives. I said, I want to, when I come into the church on Sunday mornings to bring the word, I want to have that wave of the glory, the wave of the Holy Spirit, so I can preach under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I don't want anybody in the flesh. I don't want to smell flesh. I want to smell the burning of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been with the Lord. And you've sacrificed to the Lord. And you've offered yourself as a living sacrifice.
Holy
and sacrifice unto the Lord. And He's coming. The Holy Ghost is going to take you into Himself and burn off all the dross. And there's no using you in the house. Praise God. If we're serious about Christianity, if we're serious about the Holy Spirit, if we're serious about worship, we will walk and live and operate in the spirit. And that's the will of God for all of the church. Praise God. With the key in step with the spirit, follow and obey all the spirit says to us. And the spirit will speak to you in so many ways. Huh? He can speak to you in a song. He can speak to you in an audible voice.
Mm-hmm.
He can speak to you through the word. And that's one way He speaks. He will always, God will always speak to His church through His word. Because His word is life. It's written, it's living, it's spoken. And He will always, always speak to you through His word. A lot of people hold on to prophecies more than the word. Prophecy can't trump God's word. God's word is living.
It must line up.
It must come into agreement with God's word.
Yeah.
Praise God. And so we must prefer the prophecy over the word.
Mm-hmm.
We must be able to hear what the word says. So we need to line up all of who we are with the word of God. If you're not in the right place, fix yourself. When the Holy Ghost comes and speaks, fix yourself. Don't go on a battle like, I don't think that's right. I don't know. When the Holy Ghost speaks to you, as we sat there on Saturday in that seminar with Professor, I was looking at myself. I was searching myself and said, God, the times that I operated in the flesh, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I did in the flesh, forgive me. And from here on, Lord, I pledge to you. Whatever I do, what my thoughts are, my actions, my behavior, whatever, I will ensure it's done in the spirit, by the spirit, influenced by the spirit. Praise God. So obedience to the spirit of the Lord is key if you don't want to get blessings.
Mm-hmm.
We must make deliberate decisions to walk in the spirit. We get it in the morning before my feet touch the floor. I said, my steps are ordered by the Lord, guided by the Holy Spirit. My thoughts are given over to the Lord, given over to the Holy Spirit. Whatever I say I do today must be guided by the Holy Spirit. And when you do that, and you give over to the Holy Spirit, because you know that He's really, He's there. He's not somebody up there in miles and miles away, and you got to catch a plane to go meet him, he's right there with you always, as long as you entertain him with holiness and righteousness and obedience. He's always there. So it's important that you walk in the Spirit, right? And one of the things that we must do in order to walk in the Spirit and entertain the Spirit, we must die daily. Mm-hmm. We must beat this flesh into subjection. Kill the flesh, the SARS that comes up. Where somebody, my elder is laughing. Yeah. Do you understand that? When you're in the flesh, somebody come out and do something wrong, you say, man, Lord, give me 5 minutes with this person. And you want to go for big rocks? That is in the flesh. You are in the flesh. God wants you to all be in the Spirit. When you're in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost will tell you exactly how to respond. Mm-hmm. And you know what to do in your response. But when you're in the flesh, you want to go for a big rock. Well, now this is the young people. Sadly, it's a gun. It's really sad that we've reached a stage in this country. This is not in Barbados that I know. We pray that the Lord would really manifest himself.
We all have to go by that source.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Right, so I'm getting excited, and these folks want to share too. So it's essential for disciples to welcome and invite the fullness of the Holy Spirit in their lives every single day. Don't act as though he's invisible. Know that he's real, and he is there waiting to be welcome into your life, to influence you. I'd rather be influenced by the Holy Spirit than by man, or my own thoughts, or my own actions. So today I'm excited to be able to live a spirit-filled life, guided by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit daily, every hour, every second, guided. My life is handed over to the Holy Spirit to guide and direct me. And so at this time, I'm going to ask Apostle Chris to share, and then the others will share right after him. Reverend Gail is going to share.
Thank you, Apostle. One of the things that also stood out for me in this teaching is that we have to be intentional, yes, and cultivate that awareness, that growing awareness and the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because our lives are Spirit-filled, and build that relationship with him, because he's a person. He's part, yes, of this, the Godhead, mm-hmm, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's, yeah, a person. And therefore, because we are Spirit-filled, we have to be willing to let him be effective in our lives.
Praise God.
And as Apostle would have alluded earlier, we go to church and we, you know, we jump up and sing and all of that. And then when we get home, we put him back in a little, yes, corner. But we know for sure that we have to walk and, yes, be guided and be influenced by the Holy Spirit. And there will be habits. And when we are influenced by him, there's so wonderful me. When we are influenced by him, there will be actions, there will be attitudes, our behaviors, and our habits,
yes,
that could hinder him.
Oh, yes.
But if we are walking with him, mm-hmm, and allowing him, as the word of God said, become our advocate, our counselor, our paraclete, then he will be able to tell us, don't do this, don't, yes, do that. Don't, yeah. And one of the things that came up for me personally in that seminar is that I have to be honest with God, yes, and honest with myself. The day that I become honest on those two levels, mm-hmm, the Holy Spirit can work, and then he can be effective in my life, and he can be effective in your life as you listen. But, mm-hmm, we have to be honest. There are times when we will take things and put them aside, but God, yes, is saying the Spirit-filled life of a believer, all the actions, all of attitudes, all the things must come under his discipline so that he can lead us as a Spirit-filled believer, so that we will be effective, not just for myself, but begin to be effective for the church,
yes,
be effective for the community and be effective for the nation. Because even I need a spiritual life, I could go to the supermarket and I can speak a word to a cashier or speak a word to somebody on the street because the Holy Spirit is downloading to me. This person needs this, this person needs that. And you can see then how that spiritual life is able to touch. Peter and John did it. They got rid of all their muck on the day of Pentecost. And then the Holy Spirit, they were guided by the Holy Spirit. So nothing could have stopped them and the other apostles from accomplishing. Why? Because they embraced the influence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. It's awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. You know, in keeping with what we're sharing, you said Jesus himself too, as our first example, relied heavily on the Holy Spirit for all things. Glory. Mere man, I want to go there and do our own thing.
Correct.
Because we're educated, we're intelligent, we're empowered, we think we can do it by ourselves. We'll mess ourselves up. So we have to remember, we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, in starting his ministry at the age of 30, he prayed under the Holy Spirit. He could have started way before. But at 30, he went down.
He did what he was supposed to do.
Went down the River Jordan, baptized. Holy Ghost came. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach.
And I know what Professor Master said. He said that when he became baptized, that his ministry then came under the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Because then you recognize that the dove came down and God the Father spoke. That means that heaven was revealed to him. Oh my, that was so awesome. That gave me goosebumps. Wow.
And indicate that Jesus was given greater insight then and revelation into the spiritual realm.
When he received the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Praise God. Jesus was given direct insight into God's own view of things. Which is powerful. So you know, Jesus said that he was full of the Spirit. Luke said he was full of the Spirit. And as ministering, he was ministering in the power of the Spirit. And Jesus himself says, it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons.
Amen.
Praise God. So everything he did, he operated under the influence of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have Apostle Chris share, please.
It's so cool to have the Holy Spirit guide you. I think it's the best gift God has ever given to us. There's no way any of us can make it on our own. We don't know what to do, where to go. In fact, we might have some ideas, but we do not know where the destination is. In fact, we may know a destination, but we do not really get there. See what happens. God takes us. It's like flying a plane. A pilot gets on a plane in Barbados. Decides he's going to go to Europe, somewhere Europe, maybe someplace far, Germany or somewhere like that. He just can't get a plane and fly anyway, get to Germany. He needs someone to tell him where to go. It is impossible for you and I to be an effective Christian without following the relationships given to us. In that these guys are skilled, they know how to fly, but you got to know where to fly to get the results. And that is exactly why we need the presence and the impact and the influence of the Holy Spirit daily in our lives. So whatever we do, we are the church of God where we are guided by the Spirit of God. The more we submit to him, let him lead us. Let him guide us. Let him tell us the things to do. Where to open our mouth to speak things. Where to speak the word. Where to act. Where to say yes. Where to say no. Where to wait. When we do that, the Holy Spirit then gets the power to tell us what to say and our words become effective.
Praise God.
Apart from that, nothing happens. We can speak as much as like if the Holy Spirit does come and help us, we have serious problems on our hands. So we need him more and more and more every day of our lives.
So in evangelicals, and I go back to that, we always seem to think that because we are emotional and we can, you know, make a lot of noise and stuff. And that was the Holy Spirit, you know? But what the Holy Spirit does quietly, he guides us, directs us, anoints us, empower us to bring change in our country. And Jesus called the Holy Spirit another advocate to help you and be with you forever. He's the Spirit of truth. Oh my goodness me.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise God. That helper, that advocate, we need him. The Holy Spirit come to strengthen, to encourage, to aid us, to counsel us, to teach us the word, to enlighten us, to protect us. The Holy Spirit comes all inclusive of every single thing. So what we want walking in flesh after this, what we want to get away all little cells and get between the door on the morning and don't bring the Holy Spirit into our lives. That's it. Elder Andrew must be. Hi, Andrew. A few minutes, please, left. Share something.
90 seconds.
All inclusive.
All inclusive. My brothers and sisters, you would have heard my colleagues talking about the influence of the Holy Spirit. But to get that influence, you need one thing, maintenance. Yes. And everything you need maintenance, whether it's your car, your house, your whatever, to maintain the Holy Spirit, you need to feed it. Mm-hmm. The meal you had on Sunday is no longer in your system by Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So the service you had on Sunday is no longer in you Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You need to feed the Holy Spirit with the Word of God. You need to worship. You need to maintain that connection so that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, bam, instantly you can move. Maintain your connection, and then you will not be asking what is happening. You will make things happen.
Oh, praise God. You know, one of the final things that Jesus did with his disciples before he left, after he was resurrected, he knew that the Holy Ghost was going to come upon them on the day of Pentecost. But he breathed on them and said, receive you, the Holy Spirit. Listen, life is not life without the Holy Spirit. The flesh brings death, but the Holy Spirit brings life. May you listen today and receive the Holy Spirit. May you be touched, you're saved, and a fresh touch, a fresh download. By the power of the Holy Spirit today, you know that He's with you, guiding, directing you, being a part of your life daily. Never leave Him out of your life. Always open the door and avenues in your life for the Holy Ghost to rule so you can have a Spirit-filled life. Reverend Gail.
Thank you so much, Apostle. And the goal of having a Spirit-filled life is to be passionate about knowing the Holy Spirit. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. 436-4753. Let us know how this program has impacted you, and you can contact us at 422-2512. Or 432-6479, 4th Avenue, Rock Dundas, St. James. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend. Yeah, life without the Holy Spirit is no life at all. Life with the Holy Spirit is living, rich life. Please remember, you need to have a Spirit-filled life. God bless you. God bless you. Next week, we will continue to share on this series, in Jesus' name, on the Apostle Paul and the Holy Spirit in his life. God bless you. Thanks for listening in. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.